Tonight, the PBS show American Masters will profile a man who wasn't born in America. He emigrated from Hungary, but he became one of the most fierce defenders of American democracy. His tool, a free press. The documentary is called Joseph Pulitzer, Voice of the People. Pulitzer's voice is portrayed by Liev Schreiber.
A journalist is the lookout on the bridge of the ship of state. He notes the passing sail, the little things of interest that dot the horizon in fine weather. He reports the drifting castaway whom the ship can save. He peers through fog and storm to give warnings of dangers ahead. He is not thinking of his wages or the profits of his owners.
The film tracks how Joseph Pulitzer came to the U.S. with barely a penny in the mid-1800s and how he accrued wealth and power to maintain a free and independent press, first with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and then with a hugely influential New York World.
More than any other media mogul, Pulitzer has had a continuing legacy of inspiring and elevating the practice of journalism.
Christopher Daly is a journalism professor at Boston University and an analyst in the film. He says Joseph Pulitzer was a giant in the history of American journalism for several reasons.
One is that he was a business success, and I think that underwrote literally everything else that he wanted to do. It gave him the money with which to experiment and to create the amazing visual side of journalism that he did so much to pioneer.
The visuals were key to a Pulitzer newspaper. His New York World was a graphic delight. It had colorized sketches of villains and heroes in the news, illustrations of the latest fashion, even dress patterns you could cut out. And there was sheet music with the pop songs of the day. And Joseph Pulitzer figured out how to engage people in other ways. The Statue of Liberty was arriving in New York as a gift from France. Problem was, it didn't come with a pedestal, and Congress didn't want to fund one. Here's the film's director, Owen Radowski.
Pulitzer had just moved to New York, and he did the first crowdfunding campaign. and it really is, you know. But he was always thinking...
Well, how did he do that?
Well, he put in the paper the amount of money needed for this pedestal, and he challenged the people of New York to fund it, and he,
including school children.
Yes.
Send us your pennies.
And most importantly, he printed everybody's name in the paper, and very humorously, I think it was Chris who said, you know, he didn't necessarily put their name in that first day, so you had to buy the newspaper to find your name in it. So just that, and he understood that a paper's not just about reading it one day when something amazing happens. He knew how to tell stories over time, over several days.
The paper is sold, and Pulitzer funneled the money into crusading journalism. He insisted on accuracy and that his reporters cover the lives of factory workers who had no rights, the poor in slums along streets in New York lined with dung from horse-driven carriages. And Pulitzer even stood up to a president, Theodore Roosevelt. It had to do with the colossal construction of the Panama Canal and the money that went missing. Robert Seidman co-produced the film.
The last big fight of Pulitzer's life involved $40 million that went missing of Panama Canal funding. That money was appropriated by Congress. It looks like it went into the pockets of J.P. Morgan and a cabal of guys, one of whom was Teddy Roosevelt's brother-in-law. When Pulitzer dared to challenge Teddy Roosevelt, of all people, Roosevelt responded by going after him.
The case went to the Supreme Court. President Roosevelt lost. Joseph Pulitzer won. You can hear more about the story and about the man considered the father of modern American journalism in the documentary Joseph Pulitzer, Voice of the People. Oren Radowski is director and co-writer and co-producer. Robert Seidman, co-writer and co-producer. And Chris Daly is a professor in the BU Journalism Department. They were all our guests today. The documentary airs tonight on PBS.